Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Happy Friday, Uplifters. Today's verse is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, be able to stand firm. As a person who hasn't ever really liked violent or warlike images surrounding God, I have long ignored verses in Scripture about fighting or going to battle for God. They just make me uncomfortable. I'm not a fighter. Sure, I'm passionate and I'll stand up for what I believe is right, but I'm not someone who jumps into the fray fists first. It's why I find myself drawn to Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the many other nonviolent protesters in our history. It's like they're my people. So this verse about putting on the armor of God has always been a tough one. I'm not a soldier. Now, I do value those who are. I think they are incredibly selfless to put their lives on the line for me and for my freedoms. But I find it hard to relate to this image, especially when all you have to do is type in armor of God into your Google image search, and you'll get page after page of pictures of a Roman soldier-looking man with a full suit of armor on. And usually the question on these pictures says something like, are you ready for battle? Nope. This suit of armor, the armor of God, includes, as Paul says in later verses here, a belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, a shield of faith, and a helmet of salvation. It has shoes of peace and a sword of truth. The pictures are usually the suit of armor, and then there are just words written on the different parts of the armor, like having the word on there makes the armor the thing. You guys, this is not what Paul is saying. Not at all. Paul was writing this in his letter to the newly born church in Ephesus to help them live into their new identity in Christ. They're wondering, what does it mean that we've been given new life? How does that life look different than our old one? See, the people in this new church knew that the life in which they were living, the city in which they were living, wasn't suddenly without problems or temptation just because they began following Jesus, to which we all say, yeah. But Paul wanted the people to know that with Jesus on their side, they could withstand anything, any temptation, any evil, any illness, any struggle, any doubt. Not that those things wouldn't come, but that it is our faith that helps us stay standing. So he uses this metaphor of armor, which, let's be honest, is not all that relatable for us today. A suit of armor is actually pretty impractical. But to the people of Ephesus, this made a lot of sense. They knew what an actual suit of armor was supposed to do. It was supposed to keep them alive in battle. That's what the armor of God does too. It protects our new life. But it's not an actual suit of armor. God's armor is different, and it doesn't look a thing like battle gear. We have truth surrounding us like a belt. Instead of a breastplate, we have righteousness that protects our hearts. Instead of a shield, we have faith protecting us from the barbs and arrows sure to come our way. We have salvation covering our head like a helmet would. Instead of a sword or other weapon, we have the word of God to help us fight against injustice. And we have shoes. Paul says any shoes will work as long as they are peaceful. And those shoes help us take the gospel out into the world. Doesn't that seem better than a whole bunch of metal armor covering you? When life gets tough, when things don't go the way we hope, when temptation surrounds us and we want to give up, when we think we aren't going to survive whatever battle it is we find ourselves in, then we remember the armor that God gives us. See, the world tells us over and over again that we are in danger, imminent danger, and we need to take care of ourselves and protect ourselves with metal cages that insulate us from the world outside. But that's not what a life in Christ is about. We don't need a metal suit to protect us. We have faith and truth and peace. Paul is reminding the followers of Christ, reminding us that when we feel like we're under attack, like either the world or those around us or even our own bodies are trying to pull us under, we have Jesus, and he promised to be with us. And then Jesus gives us all these tools to help us in the battle to just stay upright. So remember this the next time that you struggle. Remember that Jesus has given you gifts that cover you from head to toe. And you've got this. Hey there, you thought I was gone, didn't you? Well, I have a quick PS at the end of this week's episode. In case you're wondering where this verse came from, besides Ephesians and Paul, but in my brain in terms of trying to come up with verses for this uplift, I've got a great story. So I was on a run earlier this week, and I heard the song Unstoppable by Sia. In it, she sings about putting armor on to show how strong she is as she goes out into the world. And it got me thinking about this verse. It's not required, of course, but if you're feeling like you need a reminder of how strong you are because God's got you, go listen. Hearing this song with this verse in your mind first is a crazy experience. Let me tell you, it totally changes the song. So try it and then go out and be unstoppable. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.